Good morning, friends and colleagues. At the outset, my apologies for my inability to be present with you in person in this important conference due to a competing engagement in Buenos Aires in Argentina. And I would also like to thank my colleagues, Dr. Partha Basu and Dr. Neerja Bhatla, for the kind invitation for this meeting. What I would like to do in the next 20 minutes or so is to briefly describe a decade of research that has helped the evolution of affordable and accurate screening tests, particularly for low and medium resource settings. As all of you are aware, we have several tests available for cervical cancer screening. The Pap smear or the conventional cytology is the most time-tested and widely used cervical screening test. But however, the challenges in introducing cytology screening programs, particularly in low and medium resource settings, and the challenges in quality assurance has led to the evolution of alternatives to cytology like HPV testing and visual inspection with acetic acid or Lugol's iodine or magnified visual inspection. And it has also led to the recognition that the conventional models of screening used in developed countries are particularly difficult in low-resource settings, where we are imagining that this will be eventually replaced by less frequent screening. And in this context, one of the important requirements is a high sensitivity of whatever screening test that you use. Among these screening tests, the visual inspection is a feasible screening test in many settings. Visual inspection with acetic acid essentially relies on the recognition of an acetovite area in the transformation zone of the cervix in close proximity with the squamocolumnar junction or os, whereas visual inspection with Lugol's iodine relies on the identification of mustard yellow or saffron yellow non-iodine uptake areas in the transformation zone of the cervix. Both tests are real-time, can be carried out by trained workers, a vast range of workers, and doesn't require a complicated supply chain for consumables. But however, the provision requires considerable training and the quality assurance for visual screening can be challenging. But the most important advantage is it is real time, the results are immediate. So the post-screening intervention such as diagnosis and treatment may be planned in the same sitting as screening. We are all aware now that cervical cancer is caused by one of the 15 oncogenic types of HPV infection. So this has led to HPV testing as an important screening test for cervical cancer. Among all screening tests, the current experience would indicate HPV testing is the most objective, robust, the most reproducible test. However, the technology is currently expensive. It may not be feasible in many low-resource settings, and it requires sophisticated equipment and procedures and trained technicians. There are different HPV testing methods available, but the most widely used method in the screening setting is the signal amplified nucleic acid assay, like the hybrid capture 2 test. The other techniques using PCR are very sensitive, but it is too cumbersome for use in the screening settings. And in future, people are looking forward to developments such as the test for E6, E7 oncogenes, so that one can improve specificity and one expects to have screening tests which are very sensitive to detect precancers which are likely to progress. But this is a development which needs to be validated for its application in future studies. And another focus has been in recent years, thanks again to the support from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and the efforts by PATH in the development of rapid, inexpensive, and affordable, simple test for HPV testing, which has culminated in the development of a test called CARE HPV test, which has been recently validated in China and the results published. And studies have been also conducted in India, which will be published in the near future. HPV testing can be used in a variety of settings, as for primary screening for cervical neoplasia. It can be used for reflex testing, for triaging for women with ascites or other low-grade lesions. And it can be used as a follow-up test for evaluating the success of treatment and in the continuing management of women referred for colposcopy. There have been a number of studies in developing countries which have looked into the performance characteristics of these different screening methods. And it is widely agreed now that the sensitivity of most of these tests, if properly carried out, are almost similar. However, there are considerable differences in specificity. Conventional cytology still seems to be the most specific test, whereas the specificity for HPV DNA testing is somewhat moderate, whereas for the visual screening methods, the specificity is significantly lower. And each test has its own advantages and disadvantages. Both Pap smear and HPV DNA testing require a laboratory infrastructure, whereas visual screening does not. But the most important thing is that whatever test one decides to do has to be done with proper inputs, training, and quality assurance. Quite often, the discussion has been always about screening tests and how good they are and how accurate they are. But people generally forget the most important thing for the success of screening is linking screening with diagnosis and treatment. Unless this is done, cervical cancer screening does not result in prevention of cervical cancer. In the last decade, there has been a paradigm change to improve the possibilities of the linkage between testing, treatment, and follow-up care. And this has been essentially done in terms of reducing the frequency of visits so that a vast proportion of the target population can be covered by testing, and then reducing the number of visits for follow-up diagnosis and treatment. So this has taken the form of the so-called single visit approaches, where screening and treatment, or screening, diagnosis and treatment, are combined in one or two visits. So essentially, reduced number of visits, reduced frequencies, and reducing the number of visits between testing, diagnosis and treatment. The safety and the acceptability and the effectiveness of such approaches have been evaluated in studies in South America, in South Africa, in Thailand and in India. One of the important approaches in the context of countries with no infrastructure for diagnostic triage such as colposcopy and the processing of biopsy specimens, such as many countries in sub-Saharan Africa, has been a very basic approach combining screening and treatment in a single visit without a diagnostic triage. In such an approach, essentially, women who are positive on VIA or HPV and with no clinical suspicion of invasive cancer receive cryotherapy. Such an approach involves a certain level of over-treatment. However, the treatments are so safe, and the over-treatment may be to an extent protective against future infection, HPV infection, and possibly for future cancers. So even in the context of over-screening in this particular approach, this is probably one of the feasible ways, or the only feasible way, for many sub-Saharan countries at the moment. At the moment, a single visit screen and treat approach has been sort of implemented in Thailand and in some of the African countries such as Congo, Angola, Ghana, etc. in a demonstration setting. And there are certain Latin American countries also do this on a smaller scale. I would say, around 500,000 women in different countries have been sort of treated with such an approach, and this approach has been found to be acceptable, safe. And its effectiveness in terms of preventing invasive cancer should be available in due course of time, provided there is proper monitoring of cervical cancer incidence and mortality in such settings. Now, we would like to see the evidence in terms of the effectiveness of prevention of cervical neoplasia by such approaches. A very important study has been conducted in South Africa by Dr. Lindeni and colleagues, which looked into the efficacy of the different screen and treat approaches for cervical cancer prevention. An approach which is based on providing cryotherapy for HPV positive women in a randomized trial setting revealed there was something like a 75% reduction in the prevalence of CIN2 and 3 lesions as compared to a control group receiving a delayed evaluation after 6 months. And in the case of VIA positive women receiving cryotherapy, the protection was to the tune of about 35% as compared to the control group. I understand the long-term results from this study will be published in the near future. So in the South African study, HPV testing was found to be more effective than VIA screening in reducing cervical precancerous lesions. Randomized trials in Europe and Canada have shown that in women who have been treated, who have been tested with HPV testing, the prevalence of CIN 2 to 3 lesions in the subsequent rounds were much lower as compared to cytology screening, indicating that HPV testing is more sensitive in picking precancerous lesions. But people can always argue, what's the natural history of the lesions picked by HPV testing? Is it picking lesions probably with an indolent natural history, or is it picking real lesions which are likely to progress to cancer? And another important study in southern India, a randomized trial, evaluated the impact of visual screening with acetic acid in reducing cervical cancer incidence and mortality. In this study, 80,000 women were involved, 49,000 were randomized to receive VIA screening and 31,000 to the usual existing care, which is no screening but education on cervical cancer prevention. Screening was provided by nurses. About 70% of the women invited for visual screening participated. Around 11% were positive on screening. And they were provided with colposcopy and directed biopsies in the field by nurses. And those lesions, precancerous lesions, suitable for treatment with cryotherapy, received cryotherapy in the field setting. Larger lesions were referred for LEAP and invasive cancers for cancer-directed management. And these 80,000 women were followed over the next several years for cervical cancer incidence and mortality to compare these indicators between the two groups. This slide shows the outcomes in terms of reduction in incidence and mortality following visual screening with acetic acid. As compared to the control group, there was a significant 25% reduction in cervical cancer incidence in the VIA group. There was a significant 35% reduction in mortality following a single round of screening with visual inspection as compared to the control group. Further analysis revealed this protection was almost entirely restricted to the premenopausal age group, particularly the 30 to 39 year age group. This probably further substantiates that visual screening has a limited value in postmenopausal women due to difficulties in interpreting the acetovite areas, as well as due to the regression of the transformation zone into the canal in older women. Recently, results were published from another important trial comparing a single round of screening with visual inspection with acetic acid or HPV testing or pap smear as compared to a control group in Usmanabad district in Maharashtra state in India. This particular study involved 131,000 women who were divided into four groups of 32 to 34,000 women each. One group was given pap smear screening, a single round. Another group was given HPV testing by hybrid capture, a single round again. The third group received visual screening by ANMs. And the fourth group was the control group receiving usual care, but health education and advice where to seek services. These four groups of women were followed over the next several years for documenting cervical cancer incidence and mortality. So essentially, there are four groups of women. Three groups received were offered screening. 80% of them participated in screening. And the screen positive women were investigated in the same way with colposcopy and directed biopsies. and the precancerous lesions were treated either with cryotherapy, loop excision, or cold knife conization, and cancers were referred for cancer-directed treatment in the same way across the groups. And 8 years from the beginning of screening, we found there was a significant reduction, a 53% reduction in the incidence of advanced cervical cancers, that is stage 2 or worse cervical cancers, in the group offered HPV testing as compared to the control group. And there was again something like a 48% reduction in cervical cancer mortality in the group offered HPV screening as compared to the control group. The mortality reductions in the cytology and the visual screening group did not reach statistical significance. This study clearly shows HPV testing is a more effective screening method as compared to pap smear screening or visual screening. The results from this study were published in the New England Journal of Medicine recently. This slide shows the cervical cancer incidence among screen negative women followed for 8 years from the beginning of screening. In the HPV group, of the 24,000 HPV negative women, 8 women developed cervical cancer as compared to 22 women among the 24,000 pap smear negative women. 25 women among the 23,000 VAA negative women developed cervical cancer during this 8-year follow-up period. The results clearly indicate that HPV testing, a negative HPV testing, has a very high negative predictive value as compared to a negative pap smear or negative VAA over an 8-year follow-up period. The incidence rate of cervical cancer among HPV negative women was almost 5 times lower than in the cytology and VAA negative women. However, HPV testing as practiced now is expensive, costs are anywhere around $20 to $30, and the technology is somewhat cumbersome and requires investments in laboratory infrastructure and training and trained technicians. So in its current format, it may not be feasible in many developing countries. Fortunately, a new HPV test called CARE-HPV test has been developed recently, which requires much more simpler equipment, which can be battery operated even, and a vast range of personnel like the nurses and health workers can be trained in doing HPV testing. And this is a much less cumbersome procedure. The result is available within 3 hours. And the test is expected to cost less than $5. And eventually, we will hope that the price even further comes down. And at the moment, this particular format called the CARE-HPV test seems to be a feasible screening test for developing countries. Field studies conducted in China indicated that both the hybrid capture 2 HPV test and the CARE-HPV test have excellent agreement for results. As shown here, the agreement was like 95% for test results with a kappa value of 0.9, which is excellent agreement. The Chinese study also showed the sensitivity of HPV to detect CAN2 and 3 lesions were similar to that of hybrid capture 2 or a high quality liquid based cytology. However, in this study, visual screening had much lower sensitivity as compared to HPV testing. Conclusion: considerable work has been done in the last decade, thanks to the work by several institutions and several workers across the world in different continents, and thanks to an important funding support coming from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation through the Alliance for Cervical Cancer Prevention and PATH for the development of the new HPV test in recent years, that quite a lot has been learned how to organize effective screening programs for cervical cancer prevention in developing countries. And these studies have shown probably HPV testing is the most effective screening test. And the studies also show following a single round of screening considerable reduction in cervical cancer burden can be achieved. And this is very encouraging. So this would pave way for organizing programs which concentrate on a high coverage for testing and a high participation in diagnosis and treatment. And such low intensity approaches can result in cervical cancer incidence reduction and reduction in mortality. And again, these studies show that single visit approaches are acceptable and they are safe and are effective in contributing to reduction in cervical cancer burden. And in settings where there is no investments in colposcopy and histopathology and things like that, I mean, eventually I agree such investments have to be made, but let us face the facts. There are many countries where such capacity doesn't exist. In such settings, screening with a feasible HPV testing such as CARE HPV followed by cryotherapy after application of Lugolcidin or acetic acid will be the way forward to go ahead at the moment. Thank you for your kind attention.